5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is our Broncos insider, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, Broncos country, pressing the panic button. I can hear it throughout the state of Colorado after the Broncos lost to the Bills 42-15 in a preseason game.
Yeah, man, Brady, that was ugly. I'm happy it was a morning game, so it was over and we could all have our Saturdays back after that. And you know what? I don't take too much from it, but at the same time, I do still take something from it because, look, the Bills are playing their starters, and of course the Broncos were going to be outmatched there. But I do like the way the Broncos backup started, going down, driving down, kicking a field goal. But then really outside of that, until Brett Rypien got it going near the very end of the game, I was a little concerned. And I am a little concerned at the depth of this team, because what did the Bills show? They have championship-caliber depth on their team. What did the Broncos not show on Saturday? That they have that same level of depth. And we know that the Bills are the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. And so the Broncos' backups just don't match up as well. So is that a huge deal? No, because this team is going to ride or die on the arm of Russell Wilson, and he wasn't out there. But is that something that could impact them and cost them a game or so throughout the season? It could, if this is how they compare to every other team.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you look at so many of these great teams, and yes, they have to have the stud quarterbacks and several pieces that make their team go. But it is about the depth most of the time. I mean, you get deep into the playoffs or you get to the playoffs, you're typically going to see guys that rise up and they start playing well. And here's a tight end that we didn't think was going to be very good, a wide receiver, what have you. So the depth is a concern. Let's talk about the quarterback position first and foremost. As you said, they're riding or dying with Russell Wilson. If he goes down, then we're really pressing the panic button. Josh Johnson, Brett Rypien, who do you think right now is going to be the backup quarterback, Zach?
Yeah, despite Brett Rypien putting up a really impressive game and getting hot, I think completing 18 straight at a point in the game, it's still going to be Josh Johnson. It's been Josh Johnson since the start. And Brady, this really reminds me of the quarterback competition the Broncos had at their starting position last year with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater, we talked about it. He was the leader from the get-go, and Drew Lock was going to really have to outplay him to take the job. It's the exact same. Josh Johnson is this coaching staff's guy. They brought him in. In fact, there is even George Payton's guy, because George Payton didn't bring Brett Rypien in. George Payton brought Josh Johnson in. So Brett Rypien was really going to have to outperform him. And just the way that Josh Johnson played in game one already sealed it for me. So unless we see Josh Johnson come out and really struggle on Saturday for the third preseason game and Brett Rypien light it up again, this thing is Josh Johnson.
Do the Broncos sit down and talk about potentially carrying three quarterbacks, or is the plan going to be to go, you know, Russell Wilson and likely Josh Johnson?
You can't carry three. With this team, with the depth that they should have, and it's going to be more valuable to hold on to a wide receiver or a defensive lineman than it is going to be a third quarterback. And Brady, if they need Brett Rypien to play at some point this season, well, that probably is going to tell you where the season's going already.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you get to that point, you are in serious trouble. Let's talk about the rushing attack. Now, we know Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, those are going to be the guys. We didn't really see that starting lineup out there, at least together. But that was a rough outing for this team. 17 carries for 32 yards. I think they averaged, what, like 1.9 yards per carry. You saw Mike Boone out there. Certainly, I think maybe we'll see little bits and pieces of him throughout the regular season, but Stevie Scott, I mean, ultimately, what's your level of concern there when you're looking at the rushing attack, knowing, again, these aren't the guys you're going to go to battle with starting regular season week one?
Well, and Brady, even more bad news, that was better than the first game.
Yeah.
I think they averaged 1.7 yards per carry in the first game.
Improvement.
So the running attack, exactly. The running attack has been a concern. It was something that Hackett was most upset about after that first preseason win, despite pretty much everything else looking good. And to me, I'm a little concerned. Now, I'm not concerned with the players necessarily. I'm concerned at, boy, does this point to that it's just going to take a while to pick up the scheme. Because what do we hear? The scheme is so different. And every offensive lineman tells us just how different it is. Now, they also say how much they love it. but it tells me that when things are going full speed, it may just take some time for this offensive line to really understand and these running backs to really understand this new scheme. And so I am kind of pumping the brakes a little bit. And I'm not pressing the panic button because I do think this offensive line, by a couple of games in, we'll be fully up to speed. But the first couple of weeks, I'm not going to have my expectations to be 100% on this running game.
We're talking to Zach Stevens. He's our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. All right, let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, my goodness, Zach. It didn't seem like they could do anything right, whether it was Josh Allen spinning around, throwing for touchdowns, or former Bronco Case Keenum. This team was running all over the Broncos. Tackling looked really rough out there. This gets us all going, and you know this more than anybody. You were at training camp every single day. Is that a result? Is what we saw yesterday, especially on the defensive side, or Saturday on the defensive side, a result of maybe not as aggressive practices throughout training camp leading up to the preseason?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the practices and connecting the dots with how they performed, but boy, I mean, just the push everywhere failed on the defensive side, Brady. When you look at it, when you look at the defensive line, how often they got pushed back, and then the linebackers missing tackles, and then you go to the second level, and the quarterbacks just being able to do whatever they want. And like you said, it didn't matter if it was Josh Allen, Case Keenum, or Matt Barkley. They all look like Josh Allen out there, and it was concerning, and I think that points to the depth again, and the depth that we thought the Broncos had, now I'm questioning a little bit.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Okay, so you're not really going that route. Some people are going to go that route with Nathaniel Hackett. But again, I point out, I'm like, hey, it was fine against Dallas. So what changed against the Bills? Are the Bills just that more, you know, as far as the depth goes, just that much better than the Broncos? You're not really concerned at all, at least at this point, at the way Nathaniel Hackett does things as far as practice.
No, I'm not. And because it's about not just being fresh and ready to go for week one, it's about being fresh and ready to go for week one of the playoffs and week 15 and week 14 when you're hosting the Chiefs. And I think that's when Nathaniel Hackett's plan of not working these guys so hard is really going to help. Now, maybe they are a little bit behind the eight ball come week one of the regular season, but Brady, this isn't the 2020 Broncos. This isn't the 2017 Broncos. This team should be competing for the playoffs. So you're going to need those fresh legs, and I think that's when it really comes to help them.
Cuts are coming up again. What, tomorrow, Zach? We're gonna yep. Cut a few more players. What's the number? Is it five cuts tomorrow?
Exactly. Last week we went from 90 to 85. This week it's 85 to 80. And then in 1 week from tomorrow, Brady, we have the massive 27-person cut down to 53.
Any surprises that our listeners should know about? Anything that you see that's going to really stand out to you? Or is it going to kind of be standard as far as if you've been following along and looking at this team through training camp? Not a lot of moves are going to shock you.
Yeah, tomorrow it should be pretty standard, especially since there's still going to be 80 guys on the roster. However, the following week, the guy I would keep your eye on is Mike Purcell. Do the Broncos deem that they want to save some money on him, or do they want to keep him? And my guess right now is they end up keeping Mike Purcell because he did not play in this past game, which is a good sign for him being able to make the team. But in terms of like any big surprises, when you look across the depth chart, it's pretty much clear who's going to make it outside of maybe a couple of guys at the end of their depth chart.
What do you think about Trey Quinn? He's fine in the summer, has the fumble on the kick return, but then right after that, he starts rolling. He ended up with 5 receptions, 47 yards. What a day for him. What a roller coaster.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that kick return, I felt so bad for him, especially with the way that every other kick return was going. It didn't matter who they had back there. Mike Boone was making plays. Obviously, Montrell Washington blowing people up despite being the smallest guy on the team in the return game. When it comes to Trey Quinn, I just look around the depth chart, and I'm so impressed with Jalen Virgil, Brandon Johnson, Kendall Hinton, Trey Quinn. They're going to cut a couple of guys that can really play football. And so, Brady, I think the Broncos end up keeping probably 6 wide receivers just because they can't cut one of those guys. And they're going to try to get as many of the other guys on their practice squad.
Yeah, Jalen Virgil. I mean, he's had an impressive preseason as well. So that's nice to see because we are concerned about the depth, but it does seem like maybe the receiver core, even without Tim Patrick, I'm not saying that every guy on there is an obvious number two or three, but you have guys that might be able to make some make plays randomly throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we've seen all of these guys step up in practice, too, and especially Brandon Johnson. He's been getting a decent amount of run with the number ones and Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson seems to really trust him. So that's a guy that I would keep my eye on. Entering last game, I would say that Brandon Johnson had a leg up on all the other guys. It's kind of came a little bit back down to be more of a competition these past few days. Very interesting. And still, you're not looking for Brandon Johnson or Trey Quinn or one of these guys to end up being the replacement for Tim Patrick. The majority of that is still going to fall on sharing the load between Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big seasons hopefully are in store for those two guys, Jeudy and Hamler, of course. Zach, my man, I know you got to run. Appreciate you as always. What are you working on for us that we can check out on DNVR Broncos?
Man, cuts. Like we talked about, Brady, that's the big storyline over the next week. How this coming preseason game impacts them, and just following who's being cut, projecting who's going to be cut, and of course I'm heading out to practice right now, so I'll have you covered all week.
All right, my man. We'll be watching out for you. Appreciate you as always.
Right on. Thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Hear him every single Monday with us, and we're going to be breaking into all things Denver Broncos. So he's kind of thinking maybe Trey Quinn makes it. That was the one I had my eye on throughout the game Saturday just because he fumbled it. Twitterverse goes crazy. Oh, he's not making the team. And then immediately following it, he's actually having a good – he actually finished with a really good game. What are the Broncos going to do, though? Zach's pretty confident that they're going to stick with Russell Wilson, Josh Johnson combo there. Not going to carry three quarterbacks. You know what? I like what he said. If you have to get to the point where Russell's out, Josh Johnson comes in and fails, and you're starting Brett Rypien, it's a lost season anyway, so you're in trouble. So probably Zach's probably right. I mean, that's the expert. We're going to go with him there. Probably going to carry three to four running backs, maybe just three, because they do want to keep six wide receivers or so. That's probably going to be Cortland Sutton, Jeudy Hamler, Montrell Washington, Seth Williams. You got to throw another guy in there now that Tim Patrick's gone. Is that a Trey Quinn? Is that another guy we talked about that I thought's played pretty well? It's Jalen Virgil, 2 catches for 39 yards. Targeted twice in that game yesterday, so he's making the most of his situation. 18 minutes after the hour. We're going to get to the lunch rush a little bit later on Mondays when we have Zach Stevens join us, so we'll talk about that. What's the latest with Tom Brady? We have that coming up, and the Clay Millen Show starting at 1 o'clock today. We'll talk to the Colorado State quarterback, all things Mountain West, CSU, his first season as a starting quarterback, we're assuming anyway. And we're going to get into it. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. 18 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.